Now, I don't know if you've been to any live music shows recently, but there's a bit of a trend going on to have a huge screen behind the band and show some visuals as they play their music. The Shins did it just last weekend when they opened the Veranda Bar for the Perth International Arts Festival. What legendary Australian singer-songwriter Ed Cooper is doing is one step above and beyond that. Ed Cooper, who you might well know from 70s punk band The Saints and more recently his own solo work, joins us in the studio. Hi, Ed.
Hi.
And also David Pistorius, who came up with this project. Hi, David.
Benedict.
You might need to get a little closer to that microphone. They kind of need your mouth to be close to them for them to work. The Ed Cooper MFLL show, what is it?
It's a live performance of instrumental music to a series of contemporary films that were inspired by some older films by sort of, I guess, avant-garde filmmaker Len Lai. I'm not sure if that's sort of a proper description for him, but he was fairly innovative. We started working on the Lai films a couple of years ago. David presented the idea to me, and it kind of developed from there.
And is there dialogue in these films, or are these silent films and you're playing music to them?
They're silent films. They have, some of them have some words that come up on the screen.
Just come up on the screen, so they don't hear it?
Yeah, no.
Why not just have a soundtrack to a film? What are you trying to do with this live music element?
Oh, kind of add a bit of spontaneity to it. I mean, it's kind of what we're doing musically is sort of balanced between a structured piece, because obviously the length of the films in 10 out of the 11 cases don't vary in length. The last one actually does vary in length depending on what we want to do with it, kind of thing. But
so you can actually change what you pick, a different edit of the film?
It's kind of yeah, basically.
It struck me as a really interesting project. When I first started reading about it, I had to then just go back and start reading again because I went, how is this working? Because you used the word spontaneity. Hmm. And then I would have thought that if you have to provide a soundtrack essentially to film, that there isn't room for spontaneity.
Yeah, there is, though, because there are ways of changing your interpretation of what you're doing on a night-by-night basis. It's something that I kind of do as a musician anyway. I don't tend to, even if I'm playing a set of songs, I don't necessarily play them exactly the same way. So there are variations. There are elements of it that stay the same. There are certain cues that kind of have to happen, but there's a lot of change, and it kind of, when it works really well, I think it's got an energy that just having a pre-recorded soundtrack doesn't have.
And David, what's your role within this? Did you choose the films? Obviously, Ed's working mostly on the music.
I chose the artists in consultation with Ed. And just so we're clear about this, the films are non-narrative in nature. They vary in duration between around 2 minutes, and in the case of this one that Ed spoke about, the one that's the concluding film, where it varies in length according to discretion. It could be as short as 27 seconds, or
really?
it could be, infinitely long. Ed was perhaps intentionally vague about this. I don't want to spoil the fun for those people coming or who might be interested in coming, but it's a 27-second loop, this film. And so, in other words, you keep getting repeats of the same 27 seconds. And in fact, those 27 seconds themselves are made up of what is effectively a loop of about, 7 seconds, I'm not sure. But it sounds very complicated.
It does sound complicated.
It sounds very complicated. It's actually quite straightforward when you see it. I'm sorry that language obscures everything. But
yeah. This is something you have to... I got the feeling that it was something you had to experience to understand.
Yeah, A number of the films are very abstract. That's to say, visually abstract. Some of the films are very visually abstract, but involve a textual narrative. That's to say, they through words narrate a story. That story itself is not like boy meets girl, boy falls in love with girl, boy and girl fall out, end of story, but rather in a sense like a story about the production of the film itself. So the films have an abstract quality, even if they are narrative in some sense.
What kind of moods do you think people are going to be left with at the end of a series of short films like this? Is there one dominant mood, or is it challenging?
I don't think it is challenging in a way that makes it hard work for anybody. I think musically,
that's a relief to hear, because sometimes
I think musically the stuff has a flow to it that you know will hopefully engage the listener and viewer. The interaction of the music and the film, I think you come away with a feeling that even though these are 11 films, that there's an overall cohesiveness to the whole thing, that it is kind of a performance from start to finish as opposed to a stop-start kind of this is one film and this is a particular musical take on that, and then we're not doing some kind of live, you know, history of film music or anything like that. The music is all new. It's and I think it all kind of links in together.
Well, it is Ed Cooper's MFLL show, which is Music for Len Lai. It's on tomorrow night and Sunday night at the Somerville Auditorium, part of the Perth International Arts Festival. Thanks very much for coming in.
Our pleasure.